Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of What a Time to Be a Zeit. Being yours, if you're in my, I forget that album totally. I'm Jack O'Brien. That is super producer Anna Hosnier. It is 9-1.
Never forget.
So dumb. That is courtesy of the hilarious DJ. Producer extraordinary Zach.
Yeah, Exactamundo shout out came with that joke.
Exactamundo 9-1, never forget. We are at that point where we're just laughing at the silliest shit, aren't we?
Yeah.
All right, sis.
Yeah, totally.
All right, let's tell the people what's trending.
All right.
Chris Paul is trending. Because he went off on the OKC Houston Rockets game 6 last night. Russell Westbrook did the opposite of go off. He went on. He just kept like doing dumb shit. But Chris Paul was like hitting threes. I guess he's added that part of his game a little bit, and The Rockets are playing very disappointing basketball at the moment. James Harden, I always root for the like guys who are the best at basketball in the league, just because I want to see them like push the boundaries of the game. And James Harden, so I like want to see James Harden do well, but and he's still playing well, but Russell Westbrook is just
That's interesting.
A little rusty.
I always root for the best Instagram presence. So I was hoping Russell Westbrook would be doing better. Not pumped for James Harden. And Chris Paul, look. Chris Paul's doing well in both regards.
Is Chris Paul good on Instagram?
Because
he's so corny on a lot of other shit.
Okay.
I like the leadership role he's taken with the NBA Players Association. But he, yeah, I think it's just the State Farm ads, and I definitely shouldn't judge him based on the State Farm ads because he's just a bad actor. Like, that's not
sure.
That's, there's nothing to be ashamed about of that. He's, you know, famous for being a good basketball player.
It's tough to go up against Oscar, you know, like that's a, you know, it's like you're watching, you know, what am I, what comparison? It's like you're talking about like a Robert De Niro versus I shouldn't say Jake Paul because that just seems like rude. But like, you know, you're talking about an
actor. Like if you made Oscar play with Chris Paul in the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
He wouldn't be very good.
But, you know, look, personally, I think Chris Paul's Instagram presence, he's doing okay. Do I think he should have more family pics? Yes.
You do?
For the most part.
I thought he was big on his twins, his twin boys.
No, that's Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook has the cutest twins I have ever done seen. And they are... Now that is quality Instagramming.
I thought Chris Paul had twins too.
Well, he's not posting them. And that's a problem for me.
Am I just confusing it with the State Farm ad because he has a fake twin brother in the State Farm ad? Am I that dumb?
I don't know what you're seeing.
I am so stupid. Anyway, shout out to Chris Paul. And actually, I just, I've been informed by our producer that Oscar can actually ball.
Oh.
So I shouldn't have said that. Oscar would actually be a good addition to the Houston Rockets. No, I'm making that up. And our producer is on mic with me.
Okay. I was like, did I tell you that? I was like, yeah, totally.
That'd be amazing, though, if Oscar was really good.
I mean, maybe he is.
Benioff is trending because Benioff and Weiss are being given a new beloved sci-fi trilogy. I guess that's not what Game of Thrones was, but it was a beloved series of novels, and people are like, now they're gonna fuck this up too.
What are the novels? Sorry, I'm not aware of any.
It's the Three Body Problem. That's like a series of Chinese sci-fi books that my friend actually just recommended to me, and I think I'm going to try to read them before the series starts, so that I don't have to watch the series, so that I have a reason to be like, psh, I read the books. I don't want them to be ruined for me.
Okay. What a way to like be like, I can't wait to be the most annoying guy in the room.
I'm trying to get somebody else to kill me. So
yeah, it's like you're prepping to come out of the pandemic only for everyone to wish that you would go back into your quarantine and not hang out anymore.
Well, yeah.
To each their own.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, do you feel like Game of Thrones was unforgivable? Like,
I didn't watch it.
Okay.
Here's the thing. I am not personally a fan of sci-fi and fantasy because... And it's not that I don't think it's well done, because there's a lot of money behind a lot of these projects, and I think they're very well done. But I am someone who can't get past myself. Like I'm constantly pointing out I'll always be like, well, that's not possible. Like I can't get out of my own way to enjoy those sorts of things, like sci-fi and fantasy. So I don't watch as much of them because I'll be like, well, you know, honestly, like that's not really how it would happen. And so I'm the person that should stay in quarantine because I can't enjoy such things, which is one of the reasons I honestly couldn't get into Game of Thrones, because I remember in college when it first started and people would be watching it, I would be like, well, I don't get it, and people would be like, shh, and then I'd be like, okay, well, this is not fun for me.
The thing you didn't get that there were dragons? You're like, nuh-uh.
Yeah, everything. I would be like, well,
giant lizards can't fly.
Are they saying this? And then I would get shushed, and I was like, okay, if we can't, I'm a discusser while watching, and so like if I can't do that, then I can't really enjoy a viewing, if you will.
I fully appreciate the criticism of Benioff and Weiss that they were just like, yeah, it was wild. They just like gave us this show and we didn't know what we were doing and we kind of learned on the job.
I'm sorry,
because they like
two white guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Cool. But yeah, they shot an entire pilot for Game of Thrones that cost $20 million, and HBO was like, why don't you guys take another whack at this one? This sucks. And so they got to, rather than getting fired for wasting $20 million of HBO's money, they got a second shot at it. And
oh, well.
Here's my take. I think they did a fantastic job when there was a book that they were adapting. I think they blew it when they were having to write a like part of the story that hadn't been written for them. And so assuming this trilogy is complete, I don't hate it for the trilogy. Like, it could end up being very good. So not that worried. And do not agree with the knee-jerk take that this is the worst thing that's ever happened.
What happened to their like Confederate series show they were going to do?
That was rightly just destroyed by social media.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Biden-Harris Animal Crossing. They debuted some signs in Animal Crossing. Do you play Animal Crossing, Anna?
I don't, but I would love to, but it was very hard to try and find a Switch.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
It's right up my alley.
Three or four of them.
Oh, what? You have all the Switches?
Oh, yeah. I got a bunch.
I love, like, kind of, like, that's my aesthetic. I love little cute characters. I love, like, walking around. I love, like, gardening. I love trying to, like, sell veggies. Like, that's my gaming vibe. And unfortunately, I haven't been able to get a Switch to get into Animal Crossing. And am I so deeply fucked?
I'd get more into how groundbreaking this ad is for Animal Crossing for the American political landscape. Since you don't play Animal Crossing, I guess I'll just wait until we have somebody on who does.
I think it's pretty cool in its own way of like them actually like being like, what are people doing right now? Like, let's actually tap in a little.
I think this is going to push them over the edge.
Let's continue to phone bank and talk to our family members.
Swish.
Yeah.
Game over.
Okay.
Trump.
Well, let's not.
Defund NPR is trending. I want to bring this up because I have a question. Like, so NPR is not funded by like federal taxes. It's not. It's funded by competitive grants, which make up like 2% of its funding. And then it's mostly, I think, advertisers and corporate benefactors, and that comes through in their reporting because they're very center and, corporatocracy friendly. But my question is this take of defund NPR. When I click on that trend on Twitter, it is mostly people being like, this is so dumb. I can't believe this is trending. Do I just get that trend because a lot of my followers are dunking on it? Or is this actually a popular, like, are there smart things that people on the right are saying that just aren't trending for me because Twitter knows that like none of my followers are talking about those smart things? Or is everything that the right says this dumb?
Well, yes, that's everything is that dumb. But like, also, I think it's because like, a lot of people are also tweeting about it, just like discussing it and being like, look at what they're doing. Why is this a thing? Like, I got it too. Like, I would say our trends are probably very similar. I don't think it's, I don't know. I unfortunately don't have the evidence to support your theory at this point. Maybe if you came back in 2 to 3 weeks, I could build a case.
Okay. And I don't mean like smart, like correct things that people are saying on the right because they are white supremacists, but that they're like more convincing things, I guess, than these like transparently dumb takes like defund NPR. Finally, Niecy Nash has been trending for the past couple days.
Yes.
Niecy Nash of Reno 911.
Reno 911. Getting on. Claws.
Boom.
She was just in this movie that I saw on Netflix. I love Niecy Nash. I think she's like probably one of the, you know, greater actresses, like especially television actresses of our generation. I think she's so funny. Like, her role in Getting On, like, is probably one of my favorite roles like that she's ever done. And yes, you know, she's hilarious in Reno 911. I believe she's in Miss America. She was in Never Have I Ever, that new Mindy Kaling show.
Is that show good?
And
where
she's
do you
in
see Never Have I Ever?
Netflix.
Oh,
it was really good. I watched it all in one sitting. Yeah, okay. I loved it. I cried because I was like, wow, representation is like the unbelievable. Like I couldn't handle.
Wow, this like, kind of came and went. I didn't know.
Are you
this.
Serious? It's so good. It's the Mindy. I think it's probably one of Mindy Kaling's greatest shows. Like it's about like a Indian girl living in America, like with her immigrant parents, and it's so funny and so spot on. And there's so many things that happens in this show that I literally like was talking to Shireen, my co-host of Ethnically Ambiguous, and I'm like, God, this just reminds me of home. Like it just reminds me of like buying everything at Costco, like all my clothes at Costco, because that's what my parents wanted me to do. And then like immediately, like the mom in the show is like, where's that dress we got you at Costco? And I was like, thank you. Representation matters. Like I started crying because I was like, I've never like seen a family that was so similar to mine in like a fun TV show that wasn't all about like the dark immigrant experience. It's like, yeah. No, like it's real. Like we're just people. We're regular. But we just have like certain cultural differences. But like we also laugh and have fun and like joke around and have like funny screwball moments. It's so. Anyway, sorry to get so emotional, but I love that show, and I recommend it for everyone.
It was just renewed for a second season on July 1st, so it will be coming back, and yes. I'm gonna watch that shit.
You should watch it. It's great.
It is narrated by John McEnroe and Andy Samberg.
Yeah, it's like really, it's narrated by the favorite baseball player of the like immigrant father. So it's like really like one of those random like cultural things that like stood out to some immigrant parent. Like it's very spot on, like certain things, like my dad is really into like Julio Iglesias. And you're like, why? How? When did Julio Iglesias cross over to Iran? And he's like, I don't know. I just love Julio Iglesias.
Dude just like, rules. Yeah.
So it's like one of those things. It's like certain random things of like culture just like stick to certain immigrant cultures, and it's like
right. David just Hasselhoff works. In Germany.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
Julio
it's just
Iglesias
like
with Iranians.
Yeah, I don't know if it's all Iranians, but my dad specifically loves Julio Iglesias. Yeah. But yeah, I was also gonna say Niecy Nash was in When They See Us in a really amazing performance as one of the mothers of the Central Park.
That's right. Holy shit.
Five, but
she's definitely yeah. like one of those. I haven't watched Claws, but uh-huh. she is like the star of that. And I've caught scenes of Claws, and uh-huh. she seems like she really holds it down on that show. And then I've seen her in supporting roles and everything else, and she's fucking awesome and everything.
Yeah.
She's trending because she married the singer Jessica Betts.
Yeah. I think she. I remember her marriage to her husband was like televised. I remember like watching that a while back, and I wasn't aware they got a divorce, but like it's very nice to see someone being like, you know what? This is what I want, and I'm happy, and I'm going to marry this woman. And you know, like it's not about being like guys, this is my life now. I'm dating a woman and now I'm marrying her. Like she just went and did her thing. And just lived her life. And it's so amazing. I just love that. I love to see someone just like living their life and not feeling like they have to answer for anything, you know, especially now when people are being like, well, why didn't we know? And it's like, it's not our business.
It's
like,
it's none of your fucking business.
Yeah, we're allowed to live our lives and be queer and do what we want and, you know,
yeah,
exist. Everything just makes me cry. Julio Iglesias, Niecy Nash.
I don't know. You say that you get shit from Zeitgang when you come on this show.
Okay.
Everybody,
you don't have
shut
to out me.
Anna is the best guest on.
I am a very
trend.
sensitive person.
I know.
And
but
so when
you're
people
such a
come
good
for me,
this was such a great episode of Trends.
I get
and
so
the fact
hurt.
That people come from you for you. If you're coming for Anna, it's because you are. Have a problem with women or people of color or something because these episodes are always so great when she's on. So shut the fuck up, please.
You know, it was interesting. I was once reading why Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who's like, you know, one of the biggest, you know, creators right now because of Fleabag and whatnot. And I was reading why she doesn't have a social media presence. And she's like, oh, because I'm deeply, deeply sensitive and anything anyone says would destroy me. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel that. Why am I on social media?
Yeah. Like, why would she have a social media presence?
I was like, oh, I'm a masochist. Like, right. I am actually torturing myself when I don't actually have to do this.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge, you're incredibly successful. Why don't you have a place where you can go and see every horrible thing that anyone has ever thought about you.
Oh, of course. I should do that. Yes, but then at the same time, I'm like, I guess, deeply obsessed with the numbers. Yeah. I don't even know.
I think
know.
It's different when you're not a monster successful human being.
Yeah.
Well,
What are you going to do?
But I guess she got that fame without social media, and it's not like she got famous in the 90s. So what the fuck do I know? Anyways, Anna, it has been a pleasure having you on Trends today. Where can people find you and follow you?
I am at Anna Hosnier on Twitter, and you can check out my podcast, Ethnically Ambiguous, which is all about, you know, giving representation to people of color and immigrants and children of immigrants, and, you know, talking about Middle Eastern news that no one ever discusses. And I host that with Shereen Younis. Never Have I Ever, which we definitely talked about. And then on the complete opposite spectrum is my show Deckheads, which I host with Nick Turner, all about the Below Deck television series on Bravo. Boy, do we go in on these rich people. Let me tell you, Nick has told me I'm a little too emotional these days over these characters. And I think it doesn't help that we're in a pandemic and I can't leave my house and all I do is excessively think about this show. So I'm very passionate on our podcast about things that upset me or give me joy. And one day I will have to re-enter therapy because I'm on a break because of the pandemic. But don't worry, guys, I will go back. Yeah, don't worry. I will. I have to. I
need to like start doing mental health things again because I have taken a break as well during the pandemic. And
we need it, Jack.
I was talking on tomorrow's episode. I am feeling a lot of anxiety.
I wish people could see us, just two very not well people on a Zoom call. Try to make
you
content.
Can't hear it in our voice, but we have tears rolling down our faces.
I'm just sweating profusely.
Well, that is true. I'm always sweating.
Me too.
Anyways, that's going to do it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Wash your fucking hands.
Please.
Stay inside whenever possible. Don't do nothing about white supremacy because it is fucking out here, you guys. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.